It is Monday at 2 o'clock. We are kicking off Homegrown Week today with some live sessions starting this afternoon right now with Chase Down Blue. And three quarters of the band in the studio with us today, Micah Tigner on the guitar and vocals, Lee Peterson on bass, and Sam Williams on drums. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great to have you here.
Hello. Good to be.
I know you guys have another guitarist who's usually with you, Cyrus Perret, but he's not with you today. He's got work obligations, which is just sort of a fact of life with afternoon sessions, I know. It's too bad, but we're looking forward to having him with you guys. You guys are playing on Wednesday night on the mezzanine at Clyde Ironworks, so 10:15. So from the history I've read about the group, when you write those sort of apocryphal stories about the legends of Howe, but it starts as a brainchild of yours playing some solo stuff. So
yeah.
Is it one of these situations where one by one sort of members join the bomber crew kind of thing? Is it,
well, they asked me to open for Paloma Paloma one show, which was Lee, Sam, and one other person. And I was, like, super nervous, my first show in years. So right when I got there, I was like, Sam, will you please drum with me? And, like, wrote out the song. We hadn't played them together ever, and it just, like, really clicked. So we just were like, we got to keep doing this. And then because we opened for Lee, it just went off from there.
This, of course, becomes one of those rock and roll family trees, because I know, you the three that play in Horse Girls as well, or is it?
Yeah, it's all of Chase Down Blue and then Brian Ring from, like, Liner Gazelle and Slow Dancing Umbrella and stuff.
All right, so there's clearly some bands.
Very different focus.
Yes.
Much more rhythm-based.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about Duluth bands, too, is that I don't feel like anybody's really in a rut. And when they play in different bands, it's probably for artistic reasons. You get to try other things. And
if you're comfortable with other musicians that you've been playing with for a long time, might as well explore different areas with them.
Well, now this band, well, when I listen to some of your studio tracks that you've done, either on your EP or upcoming album Red 5, the vocal quality that you're going for there as far as studio effects, a little ethereal, a bit of a flange in there, some bending of tone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a really cool sound, and I wish we could recreate that here. I think people get a better idea of just what that effect is. It's a pretty neat one. So what would you say you're going for here that you're not going for, say, in Horse Girls?
A little bit more melodic and kind of soundscapes and things like that.
Okay.
A little more dreamy, a little more experimental, I think. But with Horse Girls, it's just like a lot more driven and groovy, and constantly groovy is kind of the idea or the hope.
Now, you know, some bands could certainly do both of those things. Are you trying to keep the vision of one group pure versus the other, or is there just some...
A little bit, yeah. Especially, like, right next to each other, keep them pretty, defined. Oh, but yeah. I think we touch in both projects as well, but, yeah.
So this EP of yours that came out last August, am I right? It was about 8-9 months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Called August. Two Timing Teeth.
Yep.
And you're working on another one now.
Yep.
That's sort of still in the works. And
it's pretty much done. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a little bit more mixing and do a couple more, like, kind of cut in stuff with the guitar, but it's pretty much there. So we just got to master it and figure out how we're going to get money to print some vinyl.
There you go. Yeah, that's the way to go these days. I'm glad to see that vinyl is coming back. So now with these two, and these are really the only two that you officially have out. I know you've got some videos online.
Yeah, there was one years ago when I was... I don't even really want to talk about it. I took it all down. I deleted it from my computer.
We all have some early days sins that we don't want to sort of shove aside for a while. We'll leave that for the bootlegs here so they can fetch a few thousand. So,
yeah.
Well, so, but when did you guys start playing together? I mean, the first EP came out 9 months ago. Was this after a couple of years of finding your way, or was
what was it?
Chase Down Blue has had a lot of different incarnations. Like, Micah and I, then Micah Lee and I, then our friend Mel, who now lives out west. She sang with us for a while, and that sound was much more... It was like we played some of these same songs, but that was more more folky and more kind of like get down. I don't know. And just having her voice there added another element. And then she left, and then it was us three again, and then Cyrus played with us at Homegrown, and Lee couldn't play with us at Homegrown, so then it was just Cyrus and Micah and I.
You mean last year's Homegrown?
Last year's Homegrown,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that's what's been really interesting is that we've had, it's been one band, but I feel like every several months, it's like a different sound that we have going.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually, you know, it seems like that'd be a great way for you to kind of work out the kinks and sort of find out what's chaff and what's good seed, you know,
right.
So
yeah,
that's cool. So the EP, and then it sounds like you didn't waste long. I mean, the EP was really just, was it there to kind of test the market for trying to put out a record? I mean, because you've got a record ready to go, that doesn't just happen overnight, right. So.
Yeah, well, I think it was either put that out or it would be lost. I was kind of sick of those songs, especially after Mel left. They weren't as fun to play live, so we kind of started cutting them out of the set after she left, one by one, as we wrote newer songs anyway. So it was kind of like, either put this out now or forget about it. So I kind of just put it out, and then we had these songs all laid out and ready, like in our heads.
Oh, for
ready
the
to
new
record.
One,
so we just started tracking, and it went pretty quick as far as tracking goes. And then,
So Chase Down Blue Mark One is kind of what the EP was, and this is
It's a little snapshot of a time, but I think we're kind of trying to move away from that sound without Mel, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. This is a Chase Down Blue live from Studio A on 103.3 KMD. Chase Down Blue live in Studio A. Micah Tigner on guitar, Lee Peterson on bass, Sam Williams on drums, Cyrus Perret also in the group, but unfortunately can't be with you guys today. But great sound. That's the three part, I guess I call it a trilogy of songs, going to appear on side B. I like that you call it side B, not just the second half of or something. So
yeah, it's cut up that way. Yeah.
Well, it's good because as you say, it sounds like you're going to pursue a vinyl print of that record.
Ideally.
Electronic too, I suppose. You've kind of got to play both.
Yeah,
sides
probably
of that,
we might do all three on this one. We did tapes on the last one. So
no kidding. Oh, that's right. You
CD
mentioned that before.
Tape.
I should have asked you about that because the cassette tape is such a part of my childhood. I'm a little older than you, gentlemen, but believe me, back then that was the currency. So, how long have you guys been playing music? You started at a young age on guitar. Did you start on piano?
Started on drums. Yeah. Oh, really? Well, I guess piano for 3 years because my mom wouldn't let me play drums till I played piano for 3 years. So. But then around second grade, got my first drum set, I think. So.
Second grade, you got a drum set.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very generous and understanding parent, I have to say, to let you have a drum set.
Yeah, they didn't believe that's why they made me do the piano first.
Well, taught you rhythm, I bet.
Yeah.
Somewhere or another.
Yep, absolutely.
Lee, how about you?
I started in kindergarten playing piano, and I played piano for 10 years. Picked up the guitar in early high school because you can't move pianos around.
You really can't. No, not unless you're Ray Charles and can afford the Wurlitzer, but the, by the time you're in high school, Wurlitzers are getting hard to find, so yeah. I understand. Absolutely. Huh, cool. And Sam, what about you? You been drumming only, or have you found other instruments in your life, too?
Started playing piano, too. I think that's, like, par for the course, it seems like.
Yeah.
Was in bands in elementary school and middle school and high school, like the school bands. And I started playing the drums.
Okay, so you mean like school bands, like trumpet, trombone?
That yeah, kind of yeah, like orchestral.
You're right, right. A wind ensemble, not a band band.
But then, I watched School of Rock, and
right.
I was like, Freddie, I can be Freddie, I am Freddie. And so I actually got a Rhythm Art drum set, not this one. It was baby blue, but I've been playing trashy kits since I was 12.
Early music education, fellas. You're the poster children for this. Poster men, I guess, is now, sorry. But that's great. I mean, that you started off in bands and started taking piano lessons. I mean, this is proof positive how well it works. So. Well, so yeah. You guys are playing tomorrow night, not Wednesday night, sorry, at Clyde Ironworks. You're at 10:15, and Christy Marie and the Forget-Me-Nots are following up. That's the same night that Lowe is at Clyde Ironworks, so right. They're playing before your set begins, so mm-hmm. People, after they're done enjoying Lowe, can just head up to the mezzanine and check you guys out as well. So
yeah, we're hoping.
Yeah. But you guys had a set last night with Horse Girls and then Wednesday night with Chase Down Blue, so yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you guys got to come in today.
Yeah,
so,
thanks for having us.
Same.
Red 5, you say pending, but not immediate.
Sort of no, not quite. Yeah. Once it's complete, then, I mean, there's a pretty long turnaround on vinyl already, so we're looking late summer, if that early.
Late summer, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, that's fantastic. Well, fellas, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it, as I say. It's good to have you here. And good luck on Wednesday night.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Chase Down Blue, that's Micah Tigner and Lee Peterson and Sam Williams. Cyrus Parade not able to join them today, but a foursome that will be playing Wednesday night at 10:15, Clyde Ironworks on the mezzanine. I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A. Today's live Studio A was produced by Christine Dean. We had help also from Lauren Flavin and Aaron Welch and Quentin Steele as well. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to kmd.org. Click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is live from Studio A and 103.3 KMD. Thanks for listening.